My job is to go around, check how many men, women, youth, and the children are there. Amen? I always find difficulty in counting the youths. Because in the church, some of youths, we come with the children. And I see them in the youth service. And I said, whether I put them in men or women or put them in the youth column. So I asked one of the leaders, what shall I do with it? He said, it's your choice. Whichever way you feel like, you do it. Amen? So, but this morning, I would like to thank the Lord for His greatness, His goodness. Thank you for the Holy Spirit for touching Pastor Conan's life and giving me this opportunity to be standing in front of you. Amen? I also would like to thank my wife and my children for supporting me, encouraging me that I can do it. Amen? Psalmist said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalmist was happy. He rejoiced that somebody has called him to come into the house of the Lord. Are you happy this morning? Are you rejoicing this morning? Do you know why you have to be in the church this morning? I think last week we heard the message from Jesse Massey that why we need to be in the house of the Lord. Right? When we can pray a 5-minute prayer at home and do our rest of the stuff and enjoy this beautiful Sunday morning, we will still be Christian. Right? We will still be Christian, but we'll miss a lot of things. There are many Christians around the world. They go to church twice. It's during the Easter and during the Christmas. Amen. Many people, believers, are confused why they have to be in the church. They don't have any idea the significance of being present in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Most of you must have seen the TV series The Simpsons. Right? That's America's longest running TV show. And one of the main characters is Homer Simpson. Right? And he tells his family, why I need to go to church every Sunday when I can pray in my deathbed? Church, this morning we will not be going to be like Homer Simpson. Right? I'm preaching this to you so that you need to be sure why you are in the church this morning. Amen? Church, this morning I want to tell you there are many reasons to be in the church. But one of the main reasons why we need to be in the church is to experience the presence of the Lord. And when we are in the presence of God, there is mighty anointing. There is freedom. There is liberty. You know? And all sorts of gifts are operating in the church. The gifts of prophecy, the healing, and mighty touch of the Lord. Right? We enjoy that moment we spend in the church. I enjoy the 2 hours that I spend in this church. The peace, the time and the fellowship I have with the Lord. I believe each and every one of you must be enjoying that divine moment. If these things are not happening, you need to reassess your life. Right? If you're not feeling the goosebumps, you're not enjoying the worship, you don't enjoy the presence of the Lord, there's something. Something is wrong. You need to reassess your life. Psalmist called upon, Lord, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety and see if there is any wicked way in me and lead me in the way of everlasting. Amen. He cried. We are here this morning to meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Supreme Master, the Creator of earth and heavens, the owner of the cattle on the thousand hill, and who has owned you, and who has given you all the power and authority according to Luke 10:19. Right? We are here to meet him. Have you come to church this morning with an expectation that Lord is going to do something in your life this morning? No. If you haven't come with an expectation, I tell you, you won't get anything. You came empty, you'll go empty. Right? But if you have come with an expectation from Lord that Lord will touch me, Lord will deliver me, Lord will do something for me, then he's going to do it right now in Jesus' name. If you need $1 million or healing, you need to come to Lord with an expectation. If you want your family, relatives to be saved, you call upon the Lord. We need to be prepared to expect something from the Lord. Right? We need to be prepared. You know, everything needs preparation. Right? If you have to do cooking, you need to prepare. You just can't go and start cooking, but you have to prepare things. So like that, similarly, when you come into the church, you have to be prepared. You should be set. Your mind should be set and ready. Don't be confused. James says, faith without action, work is dead. Amen. It is very important in divine moment we have in the Lord this morning. Please do not take it lightly. It's a serious matter. We want God's hand in our life and upon our ministry and upon our calling. We are all called into the kingdom of God for His purpose. Church, this morning, all of us this morning have a gift. We all have a gift. Maybe we haven't realized what our gifting is. But you need to search. You need to ask God, what is my gifting this morning? What do you want me to do this morning, church? You have to ask God. I haven't been to South Korea or Pastor Ong Icho's church. But I heard, as the door opens, as soon as the worshippers fill every pews, they start praying. They don't look at here and there, they don't look at how many people have seated, but they start praying. They said, you will hear the buzzing sound only. Right? You will hear a buzzing sound. That everyone is praying because they know the truth. That when we are, say, gathered into the house of the Lord, the presence of the Lord is there. That Bible says, do not forsake the assembly of the saints. Where the Bible says, where two, three gather in my name, I will be in their midst. And you should know it, that when you are present in the house, God is going to do something in here. They don't want to lose any moment. They want to enjoy the presence of the Lord. No. So you have to come with that expectation that you will enjoy the presence of the Lord in the house. To meet the King, there is a lot of preparation needed. You need to be in your best garment and total attire. Should be acceptable to the King. So that the King knows that seriously you mean business with Him. Right? You have to be in right order. You have to discipline yourself that you are not going to meet any ordinary person. You are going to meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You need to know how you are spending your every moment. Time is very important, whether it is in church or at home. You need to follow the kingdom protocol. It's all about time and people. How we meet and greet, how you present yourself before them, it all matters to God. Amen. God gives hope to those who dream, gives miracle to those who believe. God never leaves those who walk with Him. Amen. Faith and prayer both are invisible, but they make impossible things possible. Do you believe this? Amen. We can't see. I'm praying, who is listening beside me? But the God says, my eyes is upon the righteous and my ears are open to their prayers. Amen. Our expectation determines our future. What you pray today, you will determine your future. Amen. My wife was praying for a car. She had all the specification for the future car that she was expecting. Right. She wanted the car with a good wiper, right? Air condition that's working, fuel efficient, and the light that's visible at least 100 meters. As my car had all these defects. I also prayed for a better car, but I did not give God full specification what I really wanted. And when God analyzed all her requests, God must have thought, she's basically asking for a new car. She wants everything in perfect order. She wants everything in perfect condition. But she's not mentioning that she wants a new car. But whatever description she is giving, she wants a new car. Amen? And one Saturday, a sales executive from a prominent company called to tell me that he's a good news for me. I said to him, what good news you can give me? I have paid my arrears and you can't hassle me now. Why are you calling me? Least I knew what was happening. He said, I can make your weekend a joyful one. After giving me some hard time, I gave him also some hard time. And he told me, you have won a brand new car. Amen. Hallelujah. It was hard for me to believe it. My wife showed me the details of what she was praying regarding the car. Amen. Church, you need to be specific with your request before God. You cannot come to God and say, hey, Lord, heal me. What am I going to heal you for? 2,000 years ago, I already gave you the package. I already healed you. I have already delivered you. I have given you the victory on the cross. What else you need? You just claim it. It is yours. It is already yours. Church, you need to be specific with your request before God. There is a saying, when the pattern is right, glory falls. Amen. God knows everything about you, but He wants to hear from you. He wants you to speak it out. What's your problem? What you need? What is your want? What is your desire? He wants to analyze those things. He wants to know that truly you believe in me or it is only your self-desire. And this morning God is asking you, what is your need? If you are going through any trouble, if you are going through any situation in your life, God is asking you, what can I do for you? God knows everything about you, but He wants to hear from you. He's omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. You don't have to worry about anything. God is with you, and He is ready to hear all your cries. He knows you're sitting down. He knows you're rising up. He is acquainted with all your voice. For there's not a word in your tongue. Behold, He knows it all together. Amen. We serve a faithful God. He wants us to be blessed in all our ways. But we need to ask. We need to ask. Bible says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find it. Knock and it will be open for you. Amen. Queen Esther, you must have heard about a lot of story about Queen Esther. Queen Esther went through lots of preparation to meet the king. She had an expectation that she will find favor from the king. She came with that faith and she received it. Have you come to church this morning with that faith? That today you will not go home empty? All your needs is going to be met in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Matthew 21:22 says, and whatever things you ask in prayer and believing it, you shall receive it. Right? I need His presence in my life more than ever I needed. As the days are passing by, I need more power, more strength for Him to sustain me. I know I cannot do things on my own strength, but I need His divine power. I need divine strength this morning. There is a story told about Prophet Elisha. I hope all of you know who was Prophet Elisha. He was one of the greatest prophets in his time. Leading a school of young prophets, Elisha's popularity had grown and registration of the school and the prophets filled the building where they had been meeting for some time. As a result of this ministry growth, it was decided that they would move to a new location. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1 to 7 says, as this church is filling up, very soon we have to move out from here. Amen. We need to think of another big church, a 1,000-seater church. Amen. We have to dream that. And our dream will come to pass in Jesus' name. As the young prophets were leaving, they convinced Elisha to go with them. Once they decided where the new school would be located, the young men began to clear the land. Each young man had an axe head and was cutting down trees in order to make room for the new building they were going to build. the scripture focus on one unnamed young man. He was working tirelessly, faithfully cutting down as many trees possible. His desire was to be like Elisha one day, a great prophet. He was working so hard. He wanted to be best in the eyes of the prophet Elisha. There were so many other prophet's sons were there, but he wanted to be the best. If you want to be the best before the king, you have to work hard. Not literally you have to work hard, but you have to work hard for the kingdom of God. Amen. However, while he was working to cut down a tree before him, the axe head was gradually working its way off the handle. It was slowly coming out. He swung back one more time with all his energy, and the axe head came flying off the handle and landed in the Jordan River. Amen. The young prophet would be prophet. Now he was in a very serious problem because he lost that axe head. And you can't cut a tree without the axe. Right? We continue. He can continue to try to do the work of God without the cutting edge. The axe head is the cutting edge. That's the power you have. That's the authority you have to cut down that big tree. Right? Or you can find how to recover it once again. Right? How are you going to recover it once again? Then he goes to Elisha and tells him that he's lost the edge in his work. Elisha goes back with him and asks the question, where did you lose it? The young man shows him the place. Elisha takes the small branch and throws it into the river. When the branch hits the water, the axe head floats to the top and literally swims against the current. And Elisha said, reach out and take it. The young man went out into the chilly waters of the Jordan and takes hold of the cutting edge and comes back. He slowly comes up the hillside from the Jordan River and puts the axe head carefully on the axe. He recovered the cutting edge in his life. Amen? He recovered it. I don't know which theory applies here. A stick touches the water and heavy iron surfaced up. Right? I don't know which theory applies here. A miracle occurs when human means are abundant and when divine help is sorted. Amen. When you surrender to God, then He starts working. As long as you are in control, as long as you are in power, as long as you think that you are incapable of doing it, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Because you are controlling the situation there. You are in control over that situation. But when you surrender, when you give everything to God, He starts working. Amen. With your strength, He doesn't want to intervene. If you are working, doing something with your strength and with your capability, God doesn't want to intervene in your situation. No. You flex your muscle. You can do it. No, He will cheer from outside. Let me see how you can do it. You can do it, yeah. Church, one of the primary steps in recovering the cutting edge in the church is return to the altar. If we want that cutting edge back in our life, we have to return to the altar. We have to surrender our lives before God. And to see that miracle, we have to completely give ourselves before. This morning, a lot of Christians have lost the edge in their life, in the ministry. They are like a man who has lost the edge and yet continues to try to do good God's work. They have lost that. If you might have heard the story about King Saul, the anointing was lifted up from him, but yet he thought he is still the king. He's in power. He's in control of everything, whereas he was not. They have much movement, but not much might. They have much force, but not much faith. They have much energy, but not much effectiveness. They are like men swinging an axe head trying to cut down a tree. They still think that they have power. They can cut down the tree. Do you know what the end result is? When a person tries to cut down a tree with an axe handle, the result is bruised hand, tired body, skinned up. Everything becomes tiring and boring. If you have been coming in the church for many years, just coming in and out, and nothing is happening in your life, you feel bored. You feel tired. Lord, what's happening? Why nothing is happening in my life? Why is nothing is changing in my life? Because you haven't given everything to God. You are still holding back things in your hand. You are not fully giving Him to handle your situation. Bible says, cast your cares upon me and I will give you rest. You don't have to fight the battle. Our Lord desires each of us to live with that edge in our life. And the cutting edge is our ministry. With all power and authority. Every battle this morning that you are fighting today belongs to God. In whatever situation you might be going through, if you are in financial crushing, if you need healing, if you need a touch from the Lord, Lord, you give it to God. Cast your cares upon Him and He will definitely give you rest. I believe unmistakably it is God's will for each of us to believe with the cutting edge in our lives and ministry. Without the power of God daily working for us and working for us, we will spend a lot of energy without much success. We'll be working so hard for the Lord. We'll be doing a lot of things in the church, but nothing is coming to success. The young man did not try to recover the human with the human force what he lost by human fault. He didn't check while he was cutting the tree. He didn't check that the axe handle was coming out. He didn't check it. He kept on cutting it. He kept on until the axe head came out. Right. So most of us, we can be cutting the tree with the handle only. And what will happen? The end result, we'll have a bruised hand. We will be tired. We'll be exhausted. His first response was to come to Elisha and say, Elias, master, and when the master is with you, you will not only expect what you will have, but you will have full confidence in finding success. Church, we don't need to fight the battle with our alone. We have a pastor in the church who can help you, who can assist you. He's there for full time for us to take care of us. Use him. Don't make your own decision in your life. You need to have the anointed person in your life who can maneuver you, who can mentor you, who can assist you, who can help you in every decision that you make. The secret of calling to come to us through the source, our source for success is found only in Lord Jesus, in Him alone this morning. Amen? Moreover, it's important that we come to the right people who have the right answer that can provide the right plan for our lives. We need to be willing to admit when we lose the edge in our lives. Yet many leaders will cover up their loss before their friends, expressing that everything is wonderful in their life, in their ministry, even though their cutting edge is gone. Pride brings down, humility takes us up. We need to be humble before the Lord. The person who believes he or she knows it all will learn very little during the rest of their life. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2:8-2, and if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet, as he ought to know. So if you are thinking you know a lot of about God, how to do things, Paul says, nothing yet you have known that the way that you ought to know. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. Amen? Make a purpose that we need to recover that cutting edge in our lives. The church that is not praying is playing, and the people who are not praying are drifting. Matthew 21:13 says, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer. Church, when you are in the house this morning, don't you waste your time, but pray, because God's presence is here right now. And pray while the worship is going. If you don't flow with the worship, start praying. Praying that God can intervene, that God can minister to your life, that God can fulfill all your desires, that God can walk in your plan. Right? So just don't just try and just be a spectator here, but when you're not flowing, start praying. Amen. If you want to recover that power, you need to be at the right place with the right people. Many believers walk through their life thinking they are filled with the Spirit when they have lost their power and do not even know it. They are trying to live for God and to do His work in power of the flesh and do not even realize that He is nowhere around. Hallelujah. I don't know how relevant this message is to you, but it does to me. Many times I notice that I do things in my capability and God's power is not there. Do you have cutting edge in your life and ministry? For most of us, it's at the bottom of the river. Totally beyond our reach, beyond our capability to recover. Can we get it back? Yes, you can get it back. Do you sense the renewing and reviewing of God's presence in your mind, soul and heart? Do you feel or believe that you are spending too much energy and not seeing enough effectiveness? I encourage you to reassess your life. If the edge is gone, cry out to the Lord today for Him to give you back. Amen. If you have lost that cutting edge in your life, just pray to God this morning. Let us all stand and I will pray for you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just focus upon God. Don't look at me. Just look upon the Lord. Who is the perfecter of the light? Who can give that edge back into your life that you are seeking? Whatever your desires this morning is, whatever problems and situation you might be going through this morning, ask God and He is going to do it for you. He is faithful. He is present here this morning in the house of the Lord. He wants to touch your life. Surrender your life before Him and He'll take care of every situation this morning. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Most gracious Heavenly Father, this morning as we come before Your presence in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, You are awesome, You're mighty, You're supreme at this place. You are the God of victory. You have given us an unending victory on the cross. And You have blessed us supernaturally this morning through Your gospel, Lord. We bless You this morning. We praise You, Lord. We glorify and magnify You. We acknowledge You that You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the mighty One who is present here this morning to touch our life, Lord. Father, this morning I bring every soul before You, Lord, who are standing in Your presence, Lord. I pray for Your grace and goodness and mercy upon their life, Lord, Father. I pray that if they have lost that edge in their life, Lord, Father, I pray that You're going to touch their life right now in Jesus' name, Lord, Father. I pray their spirit will be renewed, Lord, Father. I pray that they will be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, Lord. I pray that they will do great and mighty things in this church, Lord, Father. I pray that, Lord, You will do wonderful and marvelous things in their life, Lord, Father. You will heal them, Lord. You will bless them, Lord, Father. Lord, whatever their needs are this morning, Lord, I bring them before Your feet, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, Father. Lord, we thank You, Lord, for the calling that You laid upon their heart, Lord, Father. They will not be sitting idle this morning, Lord, Father, but the calling that You laid upon their heart, Lord, Father, I pray they will walk through their calling, Lord, Father. They will not be sitting idle in this church, Lord, but Father, I pray they will do mighty things in their life, Lord, Father. I want to pray for Your blessing to rest upon each and every one that were present this morning, Lord, Father. That, Lord, You're going to minister to them, Lord, Father. You will going to do mighty things in their life in the name of Jesus, Father. As I completely give them into Your hands, Lord, this morning, Father. We thank You, Lord. We bless You this morning, Lord. We thank You for Your presence, Lord, Father. Thank You for Your mighty anointing, Lord, Father, who has taken off all our burden, Lord, and You have... Lord, it has blessed this morning, Lord. Once again, we just give You praise, Lord, and we give You glory, Lord. We give You all the honor back to You, Lord, for Yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever and ever. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray and ask. Everyone say, Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.